It's 5 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And we have a very special guest, and many guests here in the studio at the moment, but we aren't breaking COVID rules. We do have with us John Grimer from Kellyville Pets, Managing Director. Good morning, John. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Can you tell me what's happening right in front of me at the moment?
Well, I got Mr. Jim Taggart very stiff and afraid of the amulet that I just placed on him, which is a spotted python. And Jim's never handled a python before, have you, Jim?
I haven't, John, and good morning to you. And do we have a name for this beautiful animal?
He's Slytherin.
Slytherin. Yes. Well, for those who know me, I absolutely detest snakes, but I really enjoy my friendship with John Grimer, amazing person, great philanthropic, and I'm just so delighted. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm sure it is for you, John. It's a pleasure for you, but I just detest them. But I'm feeling okay. What type of snake is he? I put a picture on Spotlight later, Darren,
but yes, we'll
he's looking at me
there.
Very much.
I think it wants to talk.
From there?
No, he's actually a spotted python, and he's one of my oldest snakes. He's one of my favourite pet snakes. He's about 20 years old, which is pretty old for a python. He's actually got no teeth left, so it'd be comforting to know. But
yes,
he's an absolute gentleman. He's used to being on people. I've taken him to many shows and things, and he's used to being handled by people who are fearful of snakes, and you obviously are.
I am.
And that's a natural thing because, you know, we've been taught from a young age that, you know, a good snake's a dead one, and it puts those fears into our head. But as you can see, he's very gentle.
Very.
He's wrapped around the mic there. He loves that mic.
It's
he's
wonderful.
Exploring. He thinks it's a tree.
It wants to. Wow, it's amazing. We've lost you, Jim. You lost your mic.
Do you want me to get him off for you?
Yes, please.
He's actually a native reptile. So in Australia, you can only have native reptiles. And he only grows to be about a metre long. So he's not very big, as you can see. And he's 20 years old, so he's not going to grow anymore. Often they're known as like children's pythons as well, so in the same family.
In fact, I feel quite comfortable, yeah, John, with him because, as I say, I detest snakes and different things. And I mean that in the nicest way, yeah, with respect. It's just one of those things. We all have phobias about things, but snakes just don't grab me, so to speak. Yeah. This is a spot of... Where would we find this particular one? It's a beautiful snake.
Yeah, so they're native to Australia, so they're native to, like, Queensland and South Australia. You won't see them around here. They're sort of an ambush predator, like most pythons are. They're not venomous at all, and what they do is sit and wait for their prey to come to them, and when something gets close to them, like a rodent of some sort or a bird, it'll strike at it and eat it. Obviously this one won't do that because he's actually domesticated and used to being handled. So
sure, it's interesting, Darren and listeners, John has put him on my arms and different things, and he's coming back all over my left arm and coming up my chest. He's reasonably cold.
Yeah, so they are a cold-blooded animal, and they need external heat to regulate their body temperature. So you often see the reptile sunbaking just to get their temperature up, and when they get warm enough, they'll go and sit in the shade and cool off. So they self-regulate, whereas we're mammals, so we can regulate our own temperature, but reptiles need external sources to heat them up.
And sorry for the silly questions, but I hope they're relevant to our listeners. Clearly, they would eat small insects and those types of things and other things. What about water? What role does water play with, say, this particular snake?
Yeah, they drink water just like any other animal, so they'll just stick their mouth into the water and just drink. Like we would. But pythons will eat... They actually don't eat insects. They eat rodents and birds and other reptiles, so they'd eat other small reptiles, small snakes and lizards and things like that. Unfortunately, they're not very mothering. Like a mother would hatch her young, and sooner or later she'll turn around and eat her own young. So,
Darren and I are very delighted to have our good friend John Grimer, the Managing Director of Kellyville Pets, a fantastic organisation and experience where, well, literally hundreds of thousands of people have gone throughout the years, and it's been a credit to you, and I know your story very well. John, you're an inspiration to people. Let me just ask you about this person here.
Yep.
Male or female? How do you know?
He's a boy. So you need a reptile vet to tell whether they're males or females. He's actually just fathered 16 eggs, even at 20 years of age. He's an old man, but he's got 16 eggs.
I think you need to take him up. He's going up around my neck, ladies and gentlemen, okay. And I think that's just enough. I think
I think he wants to trim your beard.
Yes. Well, are you able to tell if it's a boy or a girl?
Not by looking at them. So looking at them, they're identical. So they actually have to be probed to be able to tell whether they're boys or girls. So
and what does that mean, probed?
So they use like a stainless steel probe with some gel, and it goes in through their vent. And it can, just by the depth of the vent, will tell you whether they're males or females.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes you can pop the hemipenes on the boys. The boys actually have two hemipenes, and that's another way you can tell if you see them pop out. So.
It's absolutely amazing. We might go to a little break, I think, sure. Don't you think?
Yes.
And I think we've got a song from John, and it's so delightful to have you here. You made me feel at ease, I've got to say, but I just go and wipe my forehead now and so on. We'll be back. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, and we've got John Grimer from Kellyville Pets in the studio with my friend...
Slytherin.
It's 16 minutes past 11 live, 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Well, it's been absolutely fantastic. Listeners, I have this snake all around my both arms, and Slytherin is sliding up my tie, and it's just an amazing experience. John, we love having you in. You tell a good story. You're a visual person. You've got another snake here.
Yes.
And tell our listeners so they can understand and try and draw a picture in their own mind. What?
So the other snake I've got here is a jungle python. So they're native to northern Queensland, but this is a domestic one. So obviously been bred in captivity. And she's an albino, so she's not normally this colour. She's a yellow and white colour. But in captivity, through breeding and selecting colours, we've been able to produce this very pretty looking snake. And she's a jungle python too. So, they don't grow too big. They only grow to be about 6 feet long. Whereas the one you're holding only grows to be about 3 or 4 feet.
And you told Darren and I during the break that's a female.
Yes, a female.
And has she had babies, like been pregnant?
No. She could have had eggs this year, but she didn't. So she didn't take, but probably next year she will. I'm going to try her with a different boy. So she obviously didn't like that boy, so she wants a different boy. So she'll have another one next year. So the one you're holding now, he's fathered 16 eggs. So,
and he's 20.
And he's 20, still got it at the old fella. That's equivalent to maybe an 80-year-old.
Wow.
In our terms. So, yeah.
Lots of things are happening at Kellyville Pets, I can tell you. So, that's absolutely amazing. And I'm just interested. So I hope people understand the questions. How do you know they're ready? Do they come on heat like a dog or things?
Snakes mate through winter. So they mate sort of around about that May, March to May sort of time, depending what species of python it is. I'm talking about pythons here. They mate in the cooler months, and then they generally lay their eggs around October, November, December. And they actually will incubate their eggs, so they coil around their eggs. The eggs are like a leathery, look like a chicken egg, but leathery. They'll coil around them, and that coiling causes friction and keeps the eggs warm, and eventually they hatch after about 55 days. And then the young ones have pretty much fend for themselves from day one. The mother doesn't look after them. Well, in fact, she'll turn around and eat some of her young if she's got the opportunity. So so once they're born, it's survival of the fittest. And in the wild, only 2% of hatchling snakes will ever make it to be an adult, because they get eaten by birds and other reptiles and other animals.
That's so, absolutely amazing.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It really is. There is an anecdotal a comment by many people, a good snake's a dead snake, in the sense of that must hurt you.
It does. Yeah, it really upsets us and our staff. Because, we've been taught that by our grandparents, because they've obviously feared venomous snakes, and they probably saw situations where people gotten bitten and even died from them. And that does bring out a natural fear in them. But generally, snakes are pretty frightened of humans. As soon as they see you, they'll take off. They don't generally chase you and attack you like some people say they do. If you see one in the wild, you just leave it alone and let it go on its merry way. They're more frightened of you than you are of it. Yeah. And if you don't touch it, then it won't bite you. So
that's very good advice. John, and this is a question without notice, but just very briefly, I'm bitten by a snake. I'm bitten by a snake, and let's say it's a venomous snake. How would I know it's venomous? Like, I'm just walking through the bush. Very nice, and I get a bite.
Yeah.
How would I know it's venomous? Because the snake slithered off.
Yeah.
And secondly, what do I do in that situation? Because I think that's what worries a lot of people too.
Yeah. If it's a python, and some people might not know the difference between a python and a
absolutely.
Snake. So if you are going bushwalking, you should really know, maybe do a bit of research online on what a brown snake looks like, or a red belly in these areas.
Great advice.
It's interesting to know that I don't think in Australia anyone's ever died from a red belly black snake. I don't think anyone has ever died. And if they have, it wouldn't be very many. Brown snakes, unfortunately, there has been some fatalities, but that's generally with males trying to kill them or trying to catch them, and then they get bitten. But, you know, if you see a brown snake or a red belly, just back away. I mean, obviously protect your pets, because pets will naturally try and attack them, and young children, because they don't understand. So, but if you're an adult, just back away, and the snake will take off.
John, I want to change tack at the moment. Yeah. It's just great. I've got to applaud you, both Darren and I, for the great work and innovation you do. Many people have grown up in their study and in their careers through Kellyville Pets. You have a great fascination and a great leadership for people who work for you, and we commend you for that. What do you look for in people?
Obviously, passion for animals. So if they don't have that, then we can't teach them the rest of the
stuff.
And
can you feel that when you talk to people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can tell when someone's genuine with animals and when they're not. I couldn't write a manual on how to do it, but you can just tell. And, you know, when you have a passion for something, then it's not work. I mean, our staff love coming to work,
they
even
do,
on their days
they
off.
Do.
And they never complain about doing extra hours or whatever, because it's a great place to work. If you love animals, it's a great place to work. That's how we select them.
And I'm going to ask you, why are you a leader? What are you doing in terms of innovation of animals and reptiles and all the ancillaries that you provide there on Windsor Road? It truly is an amazing experience. The shop is always packed.
Yeah,
always.
It is. We're quite busy. We've got people travelling from far and wide to come and visit. Oh, the snake likes the mic, doesn't he? People travel far and wide. We do a lot of educational courses, because we believe that if people are educated on what sort of pet is the best one for them, then, you know, they will end up with the right pet, and therefore the pet will stay with that family for the rest of its life. A lot of animals end up in shelters because they ended up going to homes where people didn't really understand what they needed to do to look after that animal, and next thing you know, the animal's in a shelter. So with reptiles, they're very popular. We've got we were the first one in New South Wales to actually get a permit to trade in reptiles in our store. And a lot of people, a lot of professionals are getting reptiles, and families are getting like a bit of dragon or a snake of some sort. Extremely, extremely popular. I mean, more in our store, it's more popular than aquariums. And people are fascinated by them. And, you know, they set up a terrarium that looks like a natural ecosystem in their lounge room.
And can they get all that from you? Oh,
absolutely.
Your store?
Yeah. And it's basically plug and play stuff. All the thermostats are connected in, and just basically plug them in and they look after themselves.
And you're very big, and I know you very well, yeah. John, that your staff, whatever part they're in the department,
yeah.
are well-educated and very experienced
yeah.
in the advice that they give.
Yeah, so the guys that work in the reptile section, for example, they don't work anywhere else in the store, because these are reptile geeks. You go there and they'll talk to you all day about reptiles, but you put them with the puppies or with the fish,
yeah,
you know,
the birds,
they're not interested.
Yeah,
you know, or they're not as interested. They're still interested, but if their passion is reptiles, and it's where they work, and they don't work anywhere else. And that's
yeah.
what makes us different to other stores, is that you don't get someone who's got a general knowledge about everything. You go to our store, and in that department, you'll have a specialist. So if you go in our fish department, our fish geeks there will talk about fish till they bore you to death. You know, they love that area. So
we're delighted to have in studios John Grimer, the managing director of Kellyville Pets. Great family business, and has employed so many people who, through their studies and or careers, have benefited by the insight of yourself and Ziggy. It's just been absolutely amazing, in your children. It truly is a blessing that we are friends, and the work that you've done for the community. We're very grateful, both Darren and I, that you could spend time this morning on Spotlight and put me with a snake. I think you've done a very good job in terms of doing that. One of the final things I'd like to say, just as we finish, No, or someone's been given a pet and they don't want.
Yeah.
Can they contact you? And I know that's a question without notice or whatever, or the store, because it just saddens me. You hear so often so many people get pets and...
Yeah. Well, one thing I would say, that you should never give a pet as a gift, like coming up to the Christmas season.
Sure.
You should never, ever give a pet as a gift unless the person is knowing and willing to... to take on that pet, and also understands what they're getting themselves into. Because, yes, you know, like I said before, if people get the wrong pet for them, then it's not going to be a good relationship for the animals, not going to be a good relationship for the person either. So think long and hard before you get a pet of any kind. You know, do your research first, come and ask questions either in our store or look on the internet and make sure you do plenty of research to make sure you get the right pet for your family.
Well, it's been absolutely wonderful. I've now got a level of confidence where this snake is around my neck, listeners, and my good friend Darren and my good friend John are smiling. I'm not quite sure why, but it's been a pleasure to have you here. We wish you, your family and staff, continued success. Merry Christmas from Spotlight.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Alive 90.5.